Praised be Jesus and Mary. Holy priests like Saint Charbel Maclouf are unfortunately an exception, few and far in between. And we see that prefigured in the Gospel, in which three out of the four attempts to sow the good seed actually fail. Whether it be a lack of understanding, whether it be an inability to endure purifications from God, an attachment to worldly things, three out of the four times the seed is suffocated and brings forth no good, no lasting fruit. And only one of the four cases of the sowing of the seed actually produces that lasting fruit. But, but when it does, we see how that fruit is abundant. For that one seed, 100 or 60 or 30 are produced. And so it was with Saint Charbel, and so it is with all those who become saints. Their own lives are transformed and the lives of countless others as well. So while it is sadly true that most people reject the gospel, most people reject God's grace, and while it's sadly true in our own lives that we reject most graces from God and are unfaithful to them, it's likewise true and consoling that the graces that are accepted produce abundant fruits in our lives and in the lives of other people, in the lives of the church and of the world. Countless people today flock to St. Charbel's tomb and are brought closer to God, are brought back to God, are converted to God because of this one man's total conversion to God. So God, although he's rejected by most, often rejected by us, when he is accepted, when his grace is accepted, it produces abundant fruit. God takes away nothing good from us, from our lives. The only thing that he takes away is evil and sin. And all that is good, he multiplies and brings to perfection. Praised be Jesus and Mary.